Sulphur Springs High School FFA students were busy competing in spring contests last week. One team on meat judging will be competing at state, and we learn more from ag teacher Amber Norris.
I'd like to report on our spring contest. We had several students judge in the livestock judging contest, as well as dairy judging, and then we had a floriculture and meats judging team. And the meats judging team consisted of Morgan Mayers, Lindsay Fromberger, Taylor Swenson, and Maddie Rader, and they placed in the top end and were able to advance to state. So they will be competing in May 2nd in the state meats judging contest. It's the first time that students were able to compete in that contest and it actually go to state. Many years ago, Mr. Bowles was involved in training a team, but now we've kind of bringing that back into play, and the students were very successful, so we're really excited about our state contest that's coming up. Ms. Robbins, the student teacher that we've had on staff this semester, has been a wonderful asset to our program, and she's done a great job in helping prepare those girls for contests as well.
What kind of judging did you say? Meat?
Meat, yes. It's meat science, where the students have to go in and determine the different cuts. Uh-huh. So they have both pork, lamb, and beef. And they will break everything down from the tenderloins to the ribs, to like in pork, you know, the different hams and the shoulders. And so they have cuts of meat, and that's called retail ID, where they actually have to identify the different cuts of meat. And, you know, like I said, sometimes lamb and pork or lamb and beef might look the same. So it's very challenging. They have to identify the tenderloin cuts and lamb chops, things of that nature. And additionally, part of that contest is taking whole carcasses and rating them in 1, 2, 3, 4 order. So they go into a cool room on both of those events. They go in bundled up with their frock and their hard hats. And they're actually looking at skinned carcasses, like whole retail or whole cuts of meat. And they're grading them based off of their fat coverage and their muscling that's present. And put them in more of a 1, 2, 3, 4 order. Like if I was going to buy this as a consumer to be, you know, to be cut and sold for a consumer, which would be the best purchase? And so it's a very unusual contest, but it's got a lot of great value to it. Not only do the students have to identify the retail cuts, carcass ID, but they also have to identify the proper cooking method. So I find, like, my daughter's one of the students on the team, and I've even seen that when I'm getting ready to prepare a roast or something like that, she'll say, that is the so-and-so cut, and you prepare it the dry, moist method. You know, so it's amazing what they're learning. I think these ladies will go on to apply these skills even in their kitchen one day when they're preparing food for their families.
Is there another application, like maybe a meat inspector?
Yes, that's exactly right. Not only, I mean, there's a career in meat identification, and right now with the huge what we call a beta antagonist, beta antagonist is more of a type of steroid that's given to the animals to increase the volume of meat. And the FDA has removed that from the food chain. And so as meat scientists, another career that can stem from this, as meat scientists, they're going to one day need to figure out how can we produce more beef but not feed the hormones and the steroids that many of us consumers are concerned with now. So that in itself, not only as a meat inspector, but a meat scientist, and then just common everyday use is, you know, feeding your families. The girls are getting lots of experience and can apply that in different ways in the future.
KSST News.